Okay, welcome everyone. As Daniele introduced me, I am Can Daniele Kilseder. I'm a PhD student at Politecnico di Milano, Italy. And Professor Maria Antonia Brevelli is also a part of this project. And the National Research Council of Italy has been also part of this work of the project. So my presentation is about the visualization of big geodata, an experiment with DINSTAR deformation time series. I will firstly give an introduction on this work and present you the motivations for the work that we did, and then how we generated the DINSTAR time series, how we are sharing this data, and what are the methods that we used to visualize this time series data, and then the conclusions. Professor Brevelli already introduced the project Urban Geobic Data, but there are also new people in this presentation, so I will give a short overview. This is a project of national interest, funded by the Italian Ministry of Education, University and Research. The project aims to improve the knowledge of urban areas by exploiting the Earth observation data for ground deformation, soil consumption, land use, land cover, and Internet of Things data on mobility, and also the three-dimensional city visualization, which currently involves only buildings. The project has five cities in focus, which are Naples, Milan, Turin, Padua, and Rome. And the source code of the project that I did, so the visualization of all these data sets produced in the project, is available on GitHub. You can find it following this link. As I said earlier, in this project, there are many use cases. For the ones that were already in the presentation before, you have seen them. This presentation is only about the deformation data. We aim to encourage the use of time series of big geodata, not only by scientists, but also by public administrators and the citizens of urban areas. We visualize ground deformation time series derived through differential synthetic aperture radar interferometry, or in short DINSAR, in those urban areas that I mentioned earlier, which are in the focus of the project, on a three-dimensional map, or in other words, on a virtual globe. The visualization of these data sets are important because it allows both experts and non-experts to discover spatiotemporal patterns of deformation. We use only open standards and free and open source software for web to enable interoperability, replicability, and reusability. I'm not so knowledgeable on the generation of the DINSAR time series generation. The National Research Council of Italy had this responsibility in the project. This has been implemented using the small baseline subset technique that was developed in 2002. And they are using star images collected by the ERS and ENVISA satellites of European Space Agency for the years between 1992 and 2010. And then using these deformation time series data, we are generating two kinds of data sets. The first one is mean deformation velocity maps, which are in vector format. And they are shared through a GeoNode-based application called Getit. You can also access this information and download them following this link, ugbd.get-it.it. Using this platform, you can download the layers, download the metadata, and if you are administrator, you can also edit the layer in this application. We have this data set, so mean deformation velocity maps, for all the five cities. We use the same style for all of them so that we can have a visual comparison between those cities. For instance, you can immediately see that in Padua, in average, not through time, but in average, there has been upwards deformation movement. But in Rome, more than Milan, you can immediately see this, it has been the opposite. We are setting the style in GeoServer using SLD, which is another OGC standard. And this is it for this data set. And we also defined and implemented a parametric procedure in Java to generate a temporal animation of time series using cumulative deformation maps. The details of this procedure can be found in the paper. Animation allows getting an understanding of deformation for a period of time for all the deformation points, not a single one, because we have the time series for a single point in vector format, but it doesn't allow you to get the overall understanding for all the points for all these years. Animation allows us to get that understanding in a short time. Temporal animated geomapping allows detecting spatiotemporal patterns, so it allows you to see increasing, decreasing, and periodic characteristics of ground deformation. This animation is made up of raster maps generated with a reduced spatial and temporal resolution for each city. They are stored in GeoServer, and we are using GeoWeb Cache integrated in GeoServer to store the tiles of the raster maps, because otherwise the animation wouldn't be smooth. These datasets are also available online. You can access to the datasets following this link. This is an example for the city of Turin. So as you can see, we generated raster maps using a single color scheme for all the cities for each year, so that through animation you can observe the deformation. For the 3D geovisualization, we used OGC standards through GeoServer and Cesium.js API. Cesium.js is an API for visualization and exploration of three-dimensional data on web. And we built the terrain for the virtual globe using a 90-meter resolution digital elevation model with bathymetry for the entire globe. In the WebJS, we provide 6 base maps. And you can switch between 5 cities and 2 different data sets, which are the mean deformation velocity and cumulative deformation animation. So this is the first one. We use WMS through GeoServer to overlay the mean deformation velocity map on the virtual globe. Each deformation point can be queried, and you can plot the time series. To get the time series for each single point, we use WFS, again through GeoServer. On the other hand, for the deformation maps visualization by animation, we use WMS with time support, which is another OGC standard. This is not the part of the GeoServer project, but it is a plugin to GeoServer. It is called Image Mosaic. And we tile each raster and get the data or serve the data through GeoServer using WMTS, so Web Map Tile Service, not just WMS, because of the size of the raster maps. And we animate the raster layers using the animation and timeline widgets of Cesium.js. You can see in this screenshot that you can start the animation using the play button, you can pause it, you can change the speed of the animation, and also you can manually scroll in time. We also paid attention to the color schemes. The intervals for colors do not exceed the standard deviation of about 1 millimeter per year for mean deformation velocity and 5 millimeters for deformation. All the points having a value in an interval are colored using a single color. And also we used diverging color schemes. In diverging color schemes, negative and positive values and the mid-range critical values have put a strong emphasis. And we chose the color schemes using Color Bureau Tool 2.0, which is a very popular tool in cartography to choose colors. As I said before, for both data sets, for both mean deformation velocity maps and cumulative deformation maps, we use the same color scheme so that we enable the visual comparison between the cities. So as a result, we made this experiment on the generation, synthesis, sharing, and visualization of DINSTAR deformation time series for five urban areas of the Urban Geobic Data Project. The challenging part, I mean, the data that is big in this project were mostly the SAR images that we used to create the time series and also the raster maps. Since we need to animate them, it was challenging to get a smooth animation. The algorithm already existed for generating the time series, but we proposed a novel methodology, most importantly, to synthesize and then share and visualize them. This synthesis aims to highlight the most important characteristics and the patterns within big geodata. And the visualization of the synthesis enables scientists, public administrators, and the citizens to detect spatiotemporal patterns of deformation. We chose using a virtual globe instead of a 2D map so that we could incorporate the terrain data, which enriches the visualization. And as I said earlier, we used only open standards and free and open source software for web to maximize the interoperability, replicability, and reusability. So if you have any questions.
Okay, so we have plenty of room for questions. I will thank you. So please, if you have some doubts, we have time to discuss. Sorry? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. So I'm part of the research, but I think that one important point is the discussion about the status of virtual globes. Because in this case, we decided to use Cesium. We had also some experiment made with the Web Whirlwind. In the past, we used also Java Whirlwind and so on and so on, which had the problems, the pros and cons in using virtual globe, as you have a lot of experience now.
Okay. So if I have to only talk about this use case of the project, I would say that with the NASA Web Whirlwind, we had the problem of not being able to WMTS, and we definitely needed that because we needed to tile the raster data to have an efficient visualization. It would be true even if we didn't plan having an animation. Because WMTS, if I have a raster map for the whole Italy, is mandatory. I cannot just use WMS, and NASA Web Whirlwind didn't support this. And for the animation, the Cesium.js already had the widgets for animating the data, and I didn't have to implement them myself, but with NASA Web Whirlwind, I would have to implement those on my own. So Cesium.js also has more support. NASA Web Whirlwind had recently stopped the project, and then they resumed it, so it is a bit more unstable compared to Cesium.js. And this is why, at the end, we used Cesium.js. But we had other issues for the other use cases, for instance, for the 3D city visualization, for CityGML data visualization. Again, Cesium.js had better support. And yes. So I would say these two had led to this decision.
Thank you. Other questions? No? Yeah, I think everybody is starving. Just before closing the session, I would like to remind you that during the lunchtime in the in the hall of the theater. There are posters of the academic tracks, so I invite every one of you to go there and catch up with the authors to discuss about. Thank you for coming.